praise the Lord. Just keep your mind on the Lord. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 19 through 22. And my subject is have faith in the Creator God our Father. Everybody say, have faith.
Have faith.
Say, I have faith.
I have faith.
So in Jeremiah chapter 14, Jeremiah chapter 14. Let's go to Jeremiah 14. Jeremiah is they call him the weeping prophet. But in Jeremiah chapter 14. Verses 19 through 22. It says, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, and that's the wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Whatever you do, there's a price to pay. Whoever you give your heart to, there's a price to pay. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 19. And this is God speaking to Judah, but it also has to do with us. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul no desire? Why have you smitten us? Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul low? Zion. The word low there means do you hate? Are you not able to stand us, O God? That's what God is speaking here. That's what Jeremiah the prophet said. Has your soul low demeanor? Do you hate us, God? Are you not able to stand us, O God? Do you despise Zion? Why have you smitten me, struck down, afflicted, and allowed suffering? Sometimes we have to question, God, how come this happened to me? Well, why not you? God knows what it takes to turn your heart toward Him. Because the heart of this is wicked. Only God knows it. Why have you smitten and there is no healing from us? We look for peace and there is no good for the time of healing, and then there is trouble. Verse 20, we acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, but we have sinned against you. A lot of people need healing because of their wickedness and because of their sin. Do not abhor us, O God, for your name's sake. Do not forsake us, O Lord, for your name's sake. Verse 21. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, break not your covenant. That means promise with us. They need God to heal them. They need God to rescue them. A lot of people need a healing, but they have sin in their life. A lot of people need healing, but they still practice sin, so they're still a sinner. Though they sit in the church, though they sit in the pew, they're not walking with God. Verse 22. Are there any among the vanities, that means vanities, pride, self-love, egotism, of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Is there anybody that can cause rain who is proud, who has a self-love thing? You know, you listen to people today, that's all I love myself. They don't even mention God, they just take any love themselves. That's pride. Or can the heavens give showers? Or not you, He? Lord our God, therefore we will wait upon you, for you have all these things. That's verse 22. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Or not you, He? O Lord our God, that can cause it to rain. You're the one, our great creator. We wait on you. I know many times I went to pray for people and they were having needed healing in their bodies. The first thing God gave me was they need to repent of their sins. There's a lot of people that they are not walking in holiness, but they look good, they act good, they know how to raise their hands. But they really don't know God. They have a form of godliness, but deny His power. They deny the very existence of the Creator, God. Yet they ask God for healing, but then they won't turn away from sin. But in Isaiah 55 and 6, it says, "Seek you the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near." There's a time to seek the Lord. There's a time to fast. There's a time to not fast. There's a time to cry. There's a time to live. There's a time to pass from this life to another life. But through it all, our lives are hidden in Christ. Say with me, through it all.
Through it all.
My life is hidden in Christ.
Through it all.
My life is hidden in Christ. You know, God's been giving me the scripture right here. I've been looking at it and keep flashing before me. And it says this, Isaiah 54 and 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together. That's against me, but not by me, God says it, but it's not Him. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Whoever comes against him, God says He's going to deal with him. He's been giving me this for the last few weeks. Last time he spoke it again, but I'll just say it again today. In verse 17, it's Isaiah 54 and 17. He says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn." That means some people will condemn you and judge you. God said, "I don't condemn you, nor I judge you." There's a time for everything. But then the Bible says in verse 17, "This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God." God is your righteousness, not you yourself. It is He that made you, it is He that created you in His own image to look like Him. to walk like Him. You should be filled with the fire of God on the inside. And that fire of God produces the light on the outside. But Jesus said, we're light on a hill that cannot be hidden. That means you have that fire of God. Light comes from fire. Electricity is fire. Light comes from fire. You should have that fire of God on the inside. But Isaiah 55:7. It says, let the wicked, that means the sinful, the immoral, the wrong person, the bad, corrupt, hateful, the person that tried to control you, forsake his way. And the unrighteous, that means you're not honest. You don't have morals. You're very negative. Forsake his soul. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. There's no sin. There's no shame in a sin that you've done that you can't get forgiveness for. God will forgive you all your sins. He'll throw it in the sea of forgiveness. Look how great God is, the creator God. He is great. Say it with me. Creator God.
He is great.
Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Void means empty. See, God just don't speak empty words. That's why he said, let the words be for you. A lot of people are doing too much talking. Behind closed doors, they're doing too much talking on their job. They're doing too much talking. When God said, let your words be for you. He said, be slow to speak, quick to hear. But his word shall accomplish that which I please, the thing whereto I said. So when God gives your word, it shall come to pass. When God speaks a word, it's not some infinite babbling. It's not murmuring. It's not complaining. God doesn't complain against you. He doesn't talk just to talk. Every time God speaks, you got to take heed, says. If he's speaking to you individually, you got to know the voice of God. Be still and know his voice. Be still and know that God, he is God. Shout yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God.
What
a wonderful creator God.
What a wonderful God.
See, if he didn't create you in your mother's womb, there would be no you. If he didn't look down into that particular woman and say, I want a spirit right there. I want this little boy. I want a girl right there in your womb. It doesn't matter how many times that. You've come together. If God doesn't plan it in your womb, it won't happen, say. God is a good God. Say it with me. God is a good God.
God is a good God.
And he is a good, good God. Say it with me. Say, he is a good God.
He is a good God.
Y'all say it's so dry. I wonder, do you need a drink, Lord? Give him a drink from heaven, oh God. Give him a drink from the river of living water, oh God. Oh, bread of heaven, feed us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Give us an understanding of what you're saying today, that you are a great creator, God.
Amen.
A lot of people ask for healing in their bodies when they need a new body part. They want God to patch up something that's already wore out. God, he's a good, good God. God want to do a new thing in your life. Shout yes.
Yes.
A new thing.
A new thing.
The Creator God, He want to do something new in your life. He want to turn everything around that seems to be upside down. He is a wonderful God. He is a great Creator. But when God speaks, it's done. Say it with me. When God speaks, it's already there.
Already there.
When God speaks, it is already done.
It's already done.
For His word, is forever so in heaven. Now listen to this. God commanded His word, and it runs very swiftly in the earth. You say, why would God say His word and it runs? Because it wants to make the destination to where God sent to turn around quickly. Say, turn around quickly.
Turn around quickly.
See, in the beginning, God created. He created. Created means it comes from the Hebrew word bara. It means to dispatch, to do, to make, to create. The heaven and the earth, from in the beginning, God. He created the heaven and the earth. He dispatched the heaven and the earth. He made the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. God of His own free will and by His absolute power called the universe into being. Created it out of nothing. Said there is nothing too hard for God.
Nothing too hard for God.
When I don't have it, God's got it.
God.
When I don't have it,
it's
in the word of God.
In the word of God.
When I don't have it,
I
know it's there.
I
must hold on to faith. But there is a turnaround.
There is a turnaround.
Let me tell you something. When you say, I want to walk through that door. Father said, go through the door. And then you say, well, where's the door? If you walk by faith, you'll walk straight through the door. Say, but walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
And just do as the Creator demands. See, God commanded. See, God is greater than just sitting upon the throne and people come before Him. It's almost like being a preacher. A lot of people want to be a preacher, but they think it's glamorous standing behind a pulpit. There's nothing glamorous about being a preacher. You have to stay up late at night, fast and pray, and intercede for people that you know and that you don't know. There's nothing glamorous about being a preacher, except when you get to heaven and He says, well done, my good and faithful servant. There is nothing glamorous in the earth being a preacher, even though you preach the good news. What's good about it? You're working for God's kingdom. You're working in the kingdom of God. So if God calls you to preach, you better preach. If He calls you to evangelize and get souls in the kingdom, get them in. It's a command from God, the great Creator God. Because His word never goes out void. How you're called to preach, He sent that word to you. He'll show you a vision. God speaks in visions and dreams. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11:3. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God, He does things in three. In heaven, God, He does things by three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We have a spirit, soul, and body. God has a spirit, soul, and body. It is through God that we have a spirit which is wisdom, communion, conscience toward God. We have a soul which is our mind, will, and emotions. All of that is housed in what we call the body. And God calls it the temple of the living God. But in Hebrews 11, 3, it'll tell you that it's by faith. Hebrews 11, 3, it's by faith that we understand that the worlds were framed by the bar or the word of God. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Do you know how you was created, saints? By words. I was created by a word. No, this is for the testimony of someone that went to heaven. And they said that God saw them around his throne as he sat upon the throne. All these different spirits, they fly around God. And they asked him, said, let me go to earth. Let me go to earth. And God just, and they go and be imparted into the female's womb in the earth. But God does it at the sovereign time that you will conceive at the right time. Say, I was conceived
by God.
In my mother's womb. At the right time. For such a time is this. Look how great creator God is, saints. Look how great he is. So if you got a body part, just wear it out. Ask God for a new body part. He's the creator. He said, I created man in his own image. You know, I've met women that have hysterectomies. But I tell them this. I say, God is able to give them a new womb. He's able to put those parts back that the doctors took out, put them back in. There's nothing too hard for creator God, for with God, all things are possible. If you're missing an eye, God can give you a new eye. He can recreate, reconstruct, put in a new eye. Better than a construction company. Better than a plastic surgeon. They'll be trying to copy God. The mechanic, when he puts a new part on an engine, they're only copying creator God. God, he's a human mechanic. He can put it back together in the body. He can give you a new limb. He can give you new legs, new toes. God can even give you, when you take that MRI, he can give you new brain cells. Women that have lost the breast to breast cancer, God can give you a new breast. I know he's given me a new love. He's given me a new heart. I know he did, because I felt his hand put it in my chest. Say, God will.
Supply my need.
According to how he sees what I need. See, sometimes, if you look at people in the natural, the first thing they want to pray and ask God is what? About what? What is it you want? What is it that you would like to have in the earth that you would ask God for? She said money. He said a car. What else? Huh? House. See, those are natural things. That's why Jesus said, set your affection on things above. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Just say you got a car. And you got money. Just say you got a house, but you got a bad heart, or you have bad blood, or cancer is eating up your body. That house won't do you any good. Is that right? that money won't do you any good. So you got to know that God knows what you need. And he got it all. Because I was praying. And I said, God, I need a job when I didn't have a job. I was praying, said, God, I need money. And then he told me, standing in front of the kitchen sink, he said, stop praying, man. And I kind of took a step back. God told me, he said, I know what you need. I said, okay. I said, God, supply my need according to how you, Father, who sits upon the throne, who releases the divine, the word of God in the earth, right from above. And I begin to pray, Lord, supply my need according to how you see what I need. Then, I remember I didn't have any money. And God sent me $11,000. $9,000 came from the IRS. Then they said, with the interest, it was $11,000. See, God makes his way out of nowhere. I'm going to look for the IRS to give me anything. And then he had that kind of thought in my mind. Then, God told me, he said, give me $2,000. And that's what I gave him. $2,000. At first, I thought it was the devil telling me that. I said, that ain't God. But the devil's not going to tell you to give to God. He's not going to tell you to get an offering or tithe in the church. The devil's not going to tell you. Because he hates God. He hates everything that has to do with God. But in that October, this pastor prayed for me. And when he laid hands and prayed for me, God told me, says, turn this way. And so I turned and took some steps and laid up on this old theater when we was at the church. There's probably 20 people there. And I remember laying down and I felt this giant head stick something under my rib and it hit my chest and my heart went boom. I thought, wonder what was that? I didn't know what it was. A lot of times God do things for you, but then you're very ignorant of what God does. And I came back to Oahu, and I went to my doctor, and my doctor confirmed when she checked my heart. She said, what have you been doing? I said, nothing. Then I remember I said, to tell her, this pastor prayed for me, and God gave me a new heart. She said, you have an athlete's heart. That's what she told me. You have an athlete's heart. Then, she checked my blood, my pulse. She said, you have a baby's pulse. Look at great God. She said, God is great. Everybody said, if I need something, and it's not there, create to God.
Create it for me.
In Jesus' name. There was this lady. God said, I'm going to teach us faith. Let me tell you how great God is. She was driving her car. She had driven for 6 months. And it was on E. She never stopped by a gas station for 6 months. Now imagine that sentence. 6 months, you drive the car and it's on E. But she allowed some other people to get in her car to give them a ride to the airport. And they looked at the gas needle and said, oh, the car's on E. We got money. Stop and get gas. They kept begging her. Because they were thinking she was going to run out of gas. But as soon as she needed to there, went by the gas station and filled the car up, the miracle stopped. Do you see that? Then she had to start back putting gas in the car. But the just had walked by faith. 6 months on E, just walking by faith. Not the time that the devil would come to her and say, look at the gas tank. That's what happened to people that jumped in. Look at the gas tank. See, it sounded good, but it wasn't good. Is that right? Because when you're walking by faith, tell other people, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Why are you acting the way you act? You can only tell them, say, I'm walking by faith. God's got me. Say, I'm walking by faith. God's got me. See, when you're walking by faith, don't let anybody pull you to the left or to the right. Say, my faith is in God. That's what you got to tell them, say. But in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. And it goes like this. Through faith, it goes like this. Every house is built by some man. But he that built all things is God. Say, God built me.
God
built me. And he put me back together. So you get in an accident, you get shot, you get stoned like Paul. They stole Paul and they took him to the area of sin because they said he was dead. But when they laid him down, Paul jumped back up and walked out. When they took Jesus to the edge of a cliff, and they were going to throw him down this cliff, the Bible said Jesus turned and walked right back through the people. That means he became invisible and walked back through the people. Say, God can do everything.
God
has built all things. Let's go to Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. And it reads like this. As it is written, I have made you a father in this. God is talking to Abraham. And before him, whom he believed, Abraham being God. Even God who quickened the dead and called those things, which mean not as though they were. Abraham was dead as a matter of men. Sarah's womb, it was dead. It was all dried up. But let me tell you something. God made it alive again. And also Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offering death reign by one, that means through the first Adam, much more do we receive abundance of grace. So Lord, I receive the abundance of grace. And of the gift of righteousness. And shall reign in my life. By one person, Jesus Christ,
we receive
that power of edification. See, that means to be built up, build somebody up. Tell them they can do it when it don't look like it. That's what people have today. They have coaches. They coach those athletes. They build them up. And then they tell them, hey, you can do it. It's really a work of faith in the earth. Just to play a game. But you're in the kingdom of God. And you're walking by faith. Eternal life. Life eternal. By the great creator. Acts 14:15. Let's go there. Acts chapter 14, verse 15. And say, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passage with you, and we preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities. But you should turn up to the living God. Which made heaven and earth, say, Creator God. And the sea. And all things therein. Scientists haven't discovered all fish yet, all species, because God is constantly creating. If you notice the stars in the sky, you used to be able to count them, but now they're kind of like scared. But there are certain places I've been in the world, and the heavens are filled with stars all over. When I was in Israel, I looked up in the sky, stars are all over the sky. Here in America, they're scattered. Do you see that sometimes? But over in Israel, it's still filled with stars in the sky. God told Abraham, said, you can look up and see the stars, and you can count the stars. But Abraham couldn't count the stars. But in Romans 4:17, God proved the dead and called those things that be not as though they were. See, I don't have it, but I got it. But in Acts 14:15, God made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are in them. Say, God makes all the things that I see. You say, well, how did God build this building? Even though man built it, God gave him the idea, the schematics, like he did with Noah and the ark. It was really a big ship, but not love cruise like we got now, the love boats flying around, going around in the waters. And it wasn't the Titanic, but it was a big ship Noah had. And have you ever wondered how Noah got the animals on that ship, on that big boat? Have you ever wondered how could he get all those animals on the top? Did he do it? You ever wondered? Anybody got a guess?
No, just can't.
That's right. Why?
God commanded.
Huh?
God commanded.
Okay. God told Noah. He gave Noah dominion power. Noah walked in dominion power. So dominion power is authority and power. That when Noah called the animals, they came. Do you see that? In the kingdom of God, in which we live and walk in, we're supposed to walk in dominion power. That means if there was a tiger growling at you, you can tell that tiger, shut up. And Jesus said, that's dominion, authority, dominion of power, kingdom authority, kingdom power. Most people don't know that they're in the kingdom of God. They think they're in the church all the time. Created to God in the beginning, gave Adam dominion, authority, dominion, power over all his creation. That's why Noah was able to get them animals in the ark. He just told them, come on, get in. It's finished. Come out of the ark was finished. Adam. The animals came to Adam and said, what is my name? Name me. Adam did it. We have those names today. Why? Because Adam walked in dominion power, dominion authority, kingdom power. Do you see that? Because I have often wondered, how did Noah get all those animals in the ark? But in Psalms 33:6, let's go there. Psalms 33:6. Psalms 33:6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Anybody ever cast out a devil before? I was a person. Anybody ever cast out a devil? Anybody else? It'll cast out a devil by prayer. But what did you tell the devil? It was through your words that the devil had to go by the Spirit of God that lives in you. Jesus said, I cast him out by the Spirit of God. God's Holy Spirit is dominion spirit, authority spirit. Power, all the power of the Godhead, even God himself, comes by his Spirit. But he has the mighty power, which is the Kratos power. Jesus has the exousia power. Holy Spirit, dunamis power. But God is almighty power. His word is authority and power. But Psalms 33 and 6, it says, by the word of the Lord was the heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He said, well, what happened right there? God made the animals and the heavens and the earth, but then he blew his breath. All of them became life. How many of you in here think that a tree is dead? A tree has life. How many of you know that a tree has life? How many of you think that grass has life? How many of you know that rocks have life? Do you believe that? Raise your hand if you don't think a rock has life. What does the scripture say? Jesus said, if you don't praise me, he said, the rocks will cry out. Let me tell you, you can take a rock, and if you can pay close attention, there's a vibration in the rocks. Every rock. No matter how small or how large. Anybody ever pick up a seashell on the beach? Have you ever felt it vibrate even though it wasn't anything in it? Because you can hear. Can you hear the sound? Same thing with a rock. Seashell just a little bit louder. But it has a vibration. It has a scientists have found out that when they measure rocks, that there is a vibration in rocks. And they don't understand it. They just call it a vibration, a tremble. But the rock is really alive. Because it's a wonder God. God said, if we didn't cry out, he said he'd have the rocks to cry out. You're familiar with a chicken, right? You're familiar with a chicken. You're familiar with a donkey. Beta, he was on that donkey. And it came around a steep curve in the mountain. And the eyes of that donkey, he saw the angel standing there with a big sword drawn. With a big sword drawn out of his seat. Then if he walked a few more steps, that angel would have took off the head of Balaam. And the donkey stopped. Balaam said, why did you stop? And then when he looked up, he saw an angel. Did you see how that donkey talked?
Yep. The angel with a sword.
But did you see that? Say, God can do abundance above all I can ask and think.
God can do abundance above all I can ask and think.
You know, I heard this when I was a kid, and I still remember. There was a lady that had a baby. And when the baby was born, the baby said, Jesus is coming back, and passed away. Imagine, that'll look for you. If you don't want to live right, that'll look for you. Knowing that Creator God has his eyes on you. Let's go to Psalm 102 and 25. Psalm 102 and 25. And it says, of old, thou hast laid the foundations of the earth. That means a long time ago. And the heavens are the work of your hands. Think about it, Satan. God made the earth a long time ago. You say, well, how old is God? One of the names of God is an Ancient of Days. That's one of the names of God. That means He was in the beginning. Creator God. Say, in the beginning. Let's go to Isaiah 45 and 12. You need to see the greatness of God. In Isaiah 45 and 12, he said, I made the earth and created man upon it. So, who was here first, earth or man?
Earth was here first.
God just said it. He said, I have made the earth and created man upon it. He said, I, even my hand, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. That means God has given the angels a command. He's given the sun a command. He's given the stars a command. What is the command He's given the sun? What command has God given the sun? You go back to Genesis, chapter 1, he says, sun, to shine by day, to rule by day. And now what do you give the stars and the moon?
To rule by night.
To rule by night. Now you got it, yeah. Say he's a great God.
He's a great God.
Now Jeremiah 10 and 12. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. Jeremiah 10, verse 12. When he uttered his voice, there was a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he called the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. That's what God does when he speaks. He makes lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Look how great God is. But then if you go to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23, he said, am I God at hand? I'm a God right now, said the Lord, and not a God far off. Say, Creator God, He is now. He's not far off, saints. He's now. He's created limbs and body parts and the insides of people now. But verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Can anybody hide and God can't see you? Said the Lord. Do not I feel the heaven and the earth, said the Lord. That means he's every place at the same time. I remember preaching at this church in Texas then. Excuse me. And I asked, did anybody need prayer? The host, I said, God spoke to me. He said, there's some secrets here. I said, okay, Lord. I said, who in here got some secrets that you can't tell anybody? The whole church is doing. Do you see them? Verse 24, can any hide himself in secret places? That means you can't know anything in secret that God doesn't know. And then I told the sister back down, I said, who here got a secret that you need prayer for? Come down to the front. Half the church came down to the front. The bishop came from the altar, sit down on the altar, came out of the pulpit, sit on the altar. And I walked from the altar to the people, and they were whispering in my ear their situation, and I began to pray for them. Said, there's no secret without the Creator knowing. I'm telling you, there's no secret. No secret sin. No secret righteousness. See, there are some things done in secret They should be heard. But then there are some secrets that God can give you that you shouldn't tell. For example, Jonah. When he heard the seven thunders utter their voices, Jonah was beginning to write. Jesus, God said, no, don't write that, what they said. He said, don't write that. There are some things that God will tell you about people that you don't share with others. How many of you guys have some things that you've done and it's a secret, but you can't tell nobody? Anybody like that? Had something done in your life that they can't tell anybody? Or something happened in your life that you can't tell anybody? That you don't want to do it? Because people look at you differently. But serious. But say, God sees. But when you repent of it, he said, I'll take that thing and put it into the sea of forgetfulness. Meaning God said, I remember it no more. A lot of people got stuff that's inside of them, but they need to give it to God and let God come in and be their refuge on the inside. But let's go to Acts chapter 17, 24. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Let's go there. Acts 17 and verse 24. It says that God made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelling not in temple made with hands. Guess what? God lives in you. How many of you know God lives in you? Did you know when he said he lives in temples not made with hands? That means he lives in you because man didn't make you. Said man didn't make me. God made me. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. This is Paul talking. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. See, we're preaching that gospel that God promised long before I was born, long before you was born. Verse 3, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, but in verse 4, declared to be the Son of God with power. Only God can give you power. Power to lay hands on the sick. God can give you creative power. Creative power is this. When you pray for somebody, they get a new body part. God can give you creative power and finance. Meaning when you pray for somebody, they can receive finance. Finance is unlocked for them. God can give you creative power to open doors. For some people, when they need a door open, but unless God opens the door, it'll never get open. That's power right there. Anybody ever raised the dead before? You raised the dead? You raised the dead? I know I was praying that people came out of coma. But I know it's the power of God, the power of the kingdom of God. And Jesus, the Son of God, with power. See, you have power too. According to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't give up himself. God raised him from the dead. By resurrection power, say resurrection power. God has all power. Resurrection power. And say it with me. Say, Lord.
Lord.
If I die on the vine, if I'm dead right now,
revive me
with resurrection power.
Resurrection power.
Lord,
Lord,
Revive me.
Revive me.
Resurrect me from the dead. Everything inside of me.
Everything inside of me.
Lord, that's dead.
It's dead.
Raise it again.
Lord,
give me a new vision.
A
fresh revelation of who you are. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know God is doing the same?
Amen.
He's the creator of God. All authority and power He gave to Jesus. All authority and power. You got to walk by faith. It's not by numbers. Everybody has something to do for God. But in Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And then the righteous and just shall live by faith. Sounds to live by faith. Anybody ever want their faith to increase? Anybody ever want their faith to increase? Raise your hand if you have. Now, do you know what that means? God's going to put you in a position. He's going to put you in a place that you're going to have to walk by faith. That's what that means. When you ask God for faith, that means He's going to put you in a position. He's going to allow some things to happen that you're going to have to walk by faith. Oh, brother, don't worry about it. You said it. God sees. You're going to have to walk by faith. That means you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to walk in faith to know that God's going to turn it around, to know that God's going to do it. Say, God's going to turn it around. And then in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Yahweh, Jehovah. In verse 3, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God commanded the light to shine into that darkness. And then there was light. In verse 4, God saw that the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. He separated the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. So actually, in the evening time, the night time, that's actually the first day. It starts there. Not like we think 6 in the morning, daybreak. Now that's a new day. God called it. Day from the nighttime to the morning. He calls it that day. So you ever thought about God said in the scriptures? He said, seek me early in the morning. That's at night. Most folks at night, what are you doing? Eating, sleeping. Then you get up. And God wants you up out of that bed to pray. He wants to speak to you in the night season, meaning when He deems it's necessary to speak, that's in the night season. Most folks have dreams when? In the night season. That's when God is moving, that's when He's speaking. But at nighttime, most folks wind down, but also there's a place of peace and rest at that time. You're not working. There's plenty of time in the night season when you can get it right with God and talk to Him. Say, God is a good God. And just say He's wonderful. So I have faith in the Creator God. Everybody say with me, say,
I have faith.
Because God is literal. That means I can see Him when He allows me to be seen. I can see God. When God allowed you to see Him. So Lord, let me behold Your face. without a veil. I want to see you. It's you that I need. Oh, Creator God. Ask God, says, for the power of miracles. That's the power of creation. Ask God for the power. You can get it, you just ask. But there's a price you have to pay also. Anything you give from God, there's a price you have to pay. Even if I call you down and I pray for you, I always ask God, Lord, let nothing out of me come into there. But let it be all of you, God, so they won't be tainted by anything in my bloodline. That's why God said, don't let nobody lay hands on you. Quit. Save. Meaning this. You don't lay hands on people. You don't want people to lay hands on you. Because you don't know what's in them. They can be valid, angry. Then they lay hands on you, the angry spirit be transferred from them to you. Now you find yourself angry, you don't know why. You got to know a person before you allow them to lay hands on you. It's best like that. They could be fighting. Adultery, fornication. They could be fighting. Lust. And you got to lay hands on you, that's transferred to you. If you're going to pray with somebody, you always say, Lord, let not what's in me, what I battle with, go to them. Because everybody's battling with something. Everybody has to fight something in their life. Be careful. I was in the church one time, and this man came, and I remember the pastor told people to lay hands on each other. When he walked down my road, started laying hands on people, when he came to me, I said, nope, don't lay hands on me. Because what I heard him say out of his mouth wasn't the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he was speaking in some tongues, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. I said, nope, don't lay hands on me. Got to know the spirit that a person has. And he looked at me like, but it wasn't God. And I didn't even have what he had. I don't know what he's fighting. He's dead today. But I didn't let him do it. Say God is good. And everybody comes to ask for more. And say, Father, create us God. If I have debt, I ask that you would eliminate my debt. Because I know you can do everything. Father, my finances. A miracle in my finances. That you would increase finances in my bank account. Even if you have to create some money, God, let it flow into my bank account. Let my bank account never be empty. No matter what I give, as long as I give from the heart, as I be a cheerful giver, we expect a multiplication within our finances. Lord, let my account never be dry. Whether it's a bank or a credit union, or both, or whether it's in my house, Lord, let it not be empty. You multiply the fish and the loaves from the 5,000 to 4,000. God, who am I that you can't do it for me? You can do it for me. And I ask you to do it for me, Father. In your kingdom, I sow to you, I give to you may I receive, Father, an inheritance of the signs of life. There is an inheritance, God, that we receive through Jesus Christ. May I receive that inheritance, Father, in the name of Jesus. What a great God. What an awesome God. What a great creator, God. Lord, I thank you right now for receiving our request and for doing just what you said you would do. You said abundant above all we can ask or think. Lord, let it be so. In Jesus' name. And if I got a problem in the body, Lord, I ask you to touch it right there. That only you can do, Jesus. In Jesus' name. And those gifts that you've given me, Holy Spirit, may you quicken those gifts. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, saints, God has gifted everyone in the world. And one thing that I like seeing is this. When God brings people to our church and they can do greater things than me, that doesn't bother me. A lot of people get offended by it, but it doesn't bother me. Because I want you all to do great things. Jesus said, greater works than these that you do. I want you to be great. I want you to be successful in the kingdom of God and also in the earth. Not just in his kingdom, but in the earth. Say, I am successful.
Amen.
And if I'm not successful, it's on the way. Whatever God has given me, Lord, bring it to the forefront. The talents, the gifts, Lord, you've given them to me. Freely. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let's take our communion.